the band. It is Wisconsin Sports Daily out here broadcasting live from Summerfest at the Hole in One Challenge. Brought to you by Lexus and the Fan. Come on out, say hi, and hang out here right along the water. It is a perfect opportunity to come on out here and get a hole in one, right? It's not too breezy out, sunny, it's warm. You're not dying of heat necessarily when you're out here. Hit that ball right over the Lake Michigan waters, right onto the green. Feel real good about yourself when you do it, too. Let me tell you about the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Those are my guys over there at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. What we're talking about is 6,500 square feet, two levels. You can rent out the second level. Like if you own a business, you want to have a party, whatever, they'll rent that second level out to you. 2,000 square foot center screen, 30 sporting events that you can watch at one time. Pottawatomie Sportsbook kitchen, hamburgers, wraps, all day brunch, desserts, and pastries made right there on site every day at the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. 48 beers on tap, a dozen different specialty cocktails. They got the gambling kiosk right when you walk off the walkway, coming off of the parking garage at the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. That's how you do it. Fine dining restaurants all over the place. I always say, reserve your seat ahead of time. Yeah, there's a nominal fee, but that goes towards your food and beverage costs for the night that you're going to spend that money anyhow. Why not guarantee yourself that opportunity to have a nice cushy seat or a big booth, whatever the case may be? Pottawatomie.com/sportsbook. Pottawatomie.com/sportsbook. I'm being joined out here by my guy, Tommy Wirtz. Mr. Wirtz, how are you?
Very good, Sparky. This is the first time I was telling you I've been to Summerfest in, I think, almost a decade right now.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it's been quite a while. I want to say I had to be in high school, and I don't think it was upperclassmen by any means.
Right.
So this is the first time I've been here in a while. It's awesome. We got a great setup out here. The hole-in-one challenge, watch people just hit them in the water
right.
The entire day.
That's
a couple happy Thursdays if you're
interested.
Yes,
there too. Is. Yeah.
There's a lot of good stuff over here.
No doubt. A guy that I'm a little bit concerned about right now is Kevin Holden, who used to be at CBS 58, now down in North Carolina. Are you driving, dude? Keep your eyes on the road, Holden. What are you doing?
All right, so I'm going to tell you guys something. I was trying to pull up a special surprise here since you guys are having me on. We were driving back from Greensboro, and I'm right up the street from Cameron Indoor, and I was going to try to do this hit with Cameron Indoor Stadium in the background if you guys want it. But we are parked. We're not driving anymore, I promise.
That's good, because I thought I saw you driving when you were off screen on YouTube, and I was a little bit concerned about that. Kevin Holden, tell me this. You've been to some Carolina Mudcat games. Here we're hyped. What is it like down by you?
Well, it's, you know, here, obviously, they're for the fans, it's a big thing to go and see the Mudcats play. It's also a sad thing because the Mudcats are done after this year. They're moving to a different town. They're moving to Wilson, North Carolina, and becoming the Wilson Warbirds. And so there's a little bit of sadness to that whole thing. But in terms of the talent, that team is absolutely loaded with talent. They are top to bottom hitting wise. I think they're as strong as any single A team you'll find. You know, the record is good. It probably could be better, but you know how it is. It's single A ball. Like a catcher can miss a ball that's 5 feet in front of home plate, a little pop fly, and that could alter the trajectory of a game. So I wouldn't worry about the one loss so much as the talent on the roster. Here's the other thing. We're going tonight, and it's called Mudcats for America. This is they don't have July 4th at the park. It's July 3rd, so there are fireworks, and that place is literally almost sold out tonight in Zebulon.
Yeah, you'd love to hear the fact that here in Milwaukee, we've decided not to do fireworks this year, and instead they're going to do a drone show.
Really? Why? What was that about?
Lame as hell. I know. I don't understand it either. It's the lamest damn thing I've ever heard of in my life. Kevin Holden, sports director at WNCN, CBS 17, and Raleigh, North Carolina. Follow him on Twitter as well. Okay, so my guy Tommy Wirtz is here, host of the Leadoff Show. We talk about the minor leagues every day on the Leadoff Show, so he's as plugged in as anybody on the Carolina Mudcats. Go ahead, Tommy.
Yeah, Kevin, I mean, we talked about it a little bit, the excitement right now for Carolina off the charts, and we know about some of the top-end guys right now, but just from your experience right now, which one of the Mudcats is your favorite right now? Who gives you the most excitement? Feel free to be chalk with it. If you want to try to go off script, who is the guy right now that gives you the most excitement with the Carolina Mudcats?
Well, I mean, obviously the name Jesus Mate is right there, right? Like that's the guy who's in the top 10 overall prospects in baseball. Mate is an interesting prospect to me because all of the basic parts are there for a quality major league regular. He makes good contact. The exit velocity is way up, like 91st percentile type contact. The speed is good. The power is developing. The question with Mate is what's going to happen with his body. He's not the largest guy because he's 18 years old, right? So he's going to, in the next two or three or four years, develop some muscle. And at that point, I think the Brewers are going to have a decision about what to do with him from a positional standpoint. He's a fine shortstop right now. If he keeps this body type, he'll be a fine shortstop at the major league level. If he puts on muscle, he gains power, but he probably changes positions, maybe to third base, maybe even to center field by the time it's over with, but he's quality enough to do it. Now, with that, all that having been said, I want to drop another name in everybody's head, and that name is Luis Peña.
Yep.
Luis Peña and Jesus Mate are kind of a package deal here, and there's a reason for that. The Brewers started scouting Luis Peña when he was 14 years old. And they've been with him for this whole duration.
On,
it's crazy, right? 14 years old. Yeah. You're looking at this dude. Like, when I was 14, if anybody gauged anything of my life and when I was 14, I'd be nothing, right?
Do you know how mad I would be as a parent and my kid if he struck out, if I knew he was being scouted for the major leagues at 14? I would be unhinged. Oh, my God. My kid would hate me for life. All right, go ahead.
How can you miss this 55 mile an hour pitch? Yeah. So here's the thing with Peña. He has a skill set that if Jesus Mate didn't exist, we would be talking about Luis Peña right now.
Yep.
He also has quality major league regular potential, but he's paired with Mate for a reason, and that is the Brewers understand that Luis Peña is better when he's pushed. He's better when there's something to motivate him. So what they're trying to do is to have them go together. Peña would be a shortstop, but Mate's playing short, right? So Luis Peña plays third. I wouldn't be shocked if that pair continues through the minor leagues. Peña is good enough to continue level to level through the minor leagues. So by the time it's over, they might crack the big leagues together as a shortstop third baseman. That wouldn't be 100% shocked. So those are the two names. I could rattle off some more hitters, but Mate and Luis Peña are the guys to watch out for in Milwaukee.
And, Kevin, if Peña is getting a lot more national attention now, Mate has been a guy that has been the top prospect in the Brewers organization for a while and has been on the top 100 list. It took until a couple of weeks ago for Peña just to break in to the top 100, and now he's all the way up in the 30s right now, Kevin. They were all late to him. Once you saw him, they knew this kid could explode into something else. I think right now, I don't understand why Peña doesn't have the same level of hype as Mate across the Major League Baseball right now, because all of the baseball savant looks very identical. He can play the same positions, and he's just as fast. He's probably faster than him on top of it, Kevin. Why doesn't Peña have the same love?
Yeah, I think Mate came out of that class last year, had the signing bonus, not quite $1 million, and then just put up those insane numbers in the Dominican League last summer. And I think that sort of put the spotlight on him. And I think it's nothing more than because Jesus Mate is there, Luis Peña doesn't get that same love. I don't think it's anything more complicated than that, but Peña is letting his game speak for himself. And as they come through, Wisconsin, Biloxi, and on the way up, I think Peña's going to be at a point eventually where he'll slot in just a touch behind Mate, but the skill set is really close. He is a lot closer to Jesus Mate than I think a lot of the experts realize.
321 Q Kevin on Twitter. He has Kevin Holden down in North Carolina doing his thing in Raleigh. Mr. Holden, Eric Batante, my friend, the first baseman. Now, my guy Tommy here and myself, we watch all of these things. Kurt Hoag from the Milwaukee Journal said, I'll just put up his top, 35? And this is all Kurt Hoag scouted because he's obsessed with the minor leagues. I think we both are. And he had Luke Adams above him. Tommy's like, damn, how good is Luke Adams if Batante is behind him? And what happens today? Luke Adams, minor league player of the month, 300, 5 home runs. So he's legit. He's at double A. They're both about the same size, 3'6", 3'6", 4". Batante is like 18, 19, 21 for Luke Adams, so both very young. A lot of highlights on Betante. He just went yard again. What was it, last night?
Yep,
two nights ago?
Yep.
Yeah. So your thoughts on Betante, the first baseman, and what you see out of him?
Betante bombs is what they call it here when he hits a home run. And I think that one last night was 13 of the season, you know, for Carolina, for Betante. The thing about his swing is sometimes in the major leagues you see these big burly dudes with the big swings like Luke Voigt's, right? Like Luke Voigt clones running around.
Yep.
Betante isn't going to be that. That swing is a very sweet swing. Like, there's a little touch of like, I don't want to sit here and say like a Mark Grace or a Hal Morris, because that would tell you he doesn't have power. He does have power, but the sweet swing is going to make that average a little bit higher. Maybe the path for him is a little bit longer to get through, just because, again, you're talking low A ball and he's young and it's going to take some time to develop through. But Betante and Filippo Dottori is the other guy in the middle of this Mudcats order. Both of those guys, I love the swings.
But hold on. Dottori, isn't he a third baseman? Like, how is this infield aligned right now in Carolina? What does this look like? Because you got Mate, you got Pena, Dottori. Like, who's playing where?
We need a five-man infield, don't we, with like two
yeah.
third basemen?
Yes.
And basically, they have to creatively use the DH position because Pena, you can't take Pena off the field. Pena's got to be your third baseman. Mate's got to be your shortstop. And Betante plays a ton of first base. So it leaves Dottori a little bit without a position from game to game, and they'll just sort of rotate in as guys need rest or whatever. But, yeah, those four bat like, literally, I'm telling you, if you didn't know rankings, if you sat down at Five County Stadium in Zebulon and just let your eyeballs see the lineup, Mate and Pena will jump right away, and Betante is, like, right behind him. Like, if I was ranking without the benefit of analytics, my eyeballs tell me it's Mate and Pena and then Betante, like, that close behind. And Dottori is just a joy to watch. I don't know how he'll pan out as he goes, but he's been a joy to watch.
What about Marco Dinges, who was just there for a little bit and has now been able to grace Appleton with his talents? That's another catching prospect, which seems like the Brewers just continuing to build that position up every single year, too. Not there anymore, but what did you see out of Dinges that you saw him get elevated up to Appleton that people
he's
should know
stud.
About?
He's a stud. That's what he saw. He's a damn stud. Just tell him he's a stud, Tommy.
You know what's funny? Is the game that I saw Dinges right before he got called up, he had this terrible pass ball. It was a pitch that had no business getting past his glove, like an elevated pitch that got past his glove. And I turned to the guy next to me, I'm like, did they change catchers? Like, who was that? What just happened there? It was an isolated play. Dinges has, you know, in the catcher, you have to really watch from a development standpoint. They will develop differently. Obviously, the skills that you're looking for, especially defensively, handling a pitching staff, handling a running game, all that stuff takes time to develop in a catcher that's just different from everybody else. I liked him. I liked his bat. You know, that one pass ball aside, I thought he called a good game. I think he helps pitchers out, but young catchers, it's just going to take a little bit of time. I am curious to see if he remains a catching prospect through. My bet right now is he would. But, yeah, in limited action, I was impressed. I agree. A stud. Stud's a good term.
Stud. And with some power, he's got some pop to go along with it. And you got Jefferson Cuero out there in Nashville waiting for them to trade William Contreras to have his shot. And then once he's out of the way, I think then it's clear sailing for him up the ranks. Anybody else you want to ask about?
What about the pitching side? Anyone we should know about on
That's
the pitching
boring.
Side? Because the bats have been all the talk in Carolina. But even yesterday, Melvin Hernandez, he had a six-inning outing yesterday, does a great job as well. They never talk about the pitching in Carolina, and that's something that the Brewers are known for. It's the pitching lab, right?
Yeah, that's it. And those when you take someone that young and you can work with them and mold them, because the pitching lab isn't just about spin rates, it's about usage of pitches, learning that, okay, this pitch that I wasn't necessarily confident in is going to get swings and misses and continue to do that as the levels move up. I think young pitchers benefit well from it. Hernandez was literally the one name I was going to mention, because I think he's been quality every time out. I think pitching is much more difficult for me to gauge at this level. And I think it has more to do with the opposition. You're talking single A, like low A ball. So it's really hard. Like, okay, yeah, a guy goes six and strikes out nine, but who did he strike out? Will those guys be in baseball a year from now? That's been the biggest thing for me, where pitchers don't really stand out. But Hernandez was one. They have a good closer, and I'm really sorry the name has escaped me, but the closer has been pretty locked down and could be a good reliever, but I'm sorry the name's gone.
That's all right. Tommy will figure it out between now and the leadoff show. He'll save you in the leadoff show. Tommy Wirtz, thank you for stopping by and hanging out with Kevin Holden.
Absolutely. Kevin, you were enough of a surprise. Didn't need to be in Durham behind any of that, all right? Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hey, Holden, I got a question for you. We're out here at Summerfest, doing the show out here at Summerfest. What was your favorite thing from all of your years at Summerfest? Were you a Summerfest guy?
Yeah, Summerfest was fun. For years, we used to do, when I was working at CBS 58, we did our sports live from there. They had this thing called the Hole-in-One Challenge.
That's where we are. That's where we are. That's where we're broadcasting from. That's who we're with, the Hole-in-One Challenge. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. So there was my first summer there. I was trying to hit balls on live television, which is a terrible idea for anyone, but especially for me. And so I put this ball on the tee, and I top it, and it just rolls off the tee, like on the little like grassy part, and then right down into the water. And this dude who is clearly in earshot, like 5 feet behind me, yells, "You suck!" And that was on live television.
Hey, you hit it straight. You hit it straight, sounds like, Kevin.
You should have turned around and said that. I hit it straight. Shut up. Right, exactly right. Kevin Holden, 321Cube. Kevin, follow him for all your North Carolina needs. Oh, I guess I'm not going to let you go. I got one more. What did you think of Miles Turner to the Bucks and waving and stretching Damian Lillard real quick?
Woo! John Horst, for better or for worse, is not letting this ship just go down. Love that. And the other thing I love about it is ESPN had to fill a whole bunch of content the rest of the summer because they can't do Giannis wants to leave. You know, like that thing's gone for them now. I love it. Will it be the most successful thing in the world? Who knows? But you had to try something, one, to keep Giannis happy, and two, to keep the Bucks in the competition in the East. I thought it was a perfect move.
And
why not?
Today, Chris Haynes is saying that there is some conversation between Chris Paul and the Bucks. So Chris Paul at point guard at 40 years old, that old man. But a veteran presence for KPJ and the rest of these guys makes a lot of sense and a floor general, so it's not all on Giannis to run the offense by himself. So we'll see what happens. Kevin Holden, you're at the Mudcats game tonight. Have fun, man. We're jealous.
I'll tweet some from the game for you guys.
There you go. Yeah.
Love that.
I like it. Take care. There he is, Kevin Holden, joining us.